KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Public Works says it's close to settling its 542 million rand debt to contractors. During a media briefing in Umhlanga yesterday, MEC Martin Mayer revealed over 169 million rand is owed to various provincial departments.
We are currently in the process of releasing to contractors conducting projects for the following client departments: the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, the Department of Transport, the Department of Human Settlements, the Office of the Premier, and Economic Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs, or ETIA. We have also settled payments to 70% of all contractors linked to the Department of Health. This achievement means that the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure will now be in a position to settle payments within the 30-day period as stipulated by Treasury.
He says the department is currently processing more payments.
One of the first things I told when I was sworn in as an MEC just under a year ago was that this department is bankrupt. Now we can say that this department's finances is stable. We're not out of the woods yet, but we are a financially stable department, which in a mere 11 months is a massive step forward.
Pretoria and Washington are set to meet in the US next week. During a media briefing at the White House yesterday, President Donald Trump confirmed an engagement with President Cyril Ramaphosa will take place. It comes as the first group of Afrikaners selected for resettlement arrived in Virginia. They were granted refugee status through an executive order over claims by Trump that they're being racially discriminated.
Farmers are being killed. They happen to be white, and their land is being confiscated in South Africa. And the newspapers and the media, television media, doesn't even talk about it.
Pretoria has denied the claims. And the health department says food safety standards will now face greater scrutiny following Tiger Brands' decision to settle the listeriosis class action. The 2017 outbreak, traced to contaminated products from the company's Bolokwane facility, claimed over 200 lives. The department's Foster Mohale has urged affected families to come forward with evidence for possible compensation.
The outbreak of listeriosis highlighted the importance of consistent and strict adherence with food safety practices in the processing and handling of ready-to-eat foods, especially for mass supply.
And in Gauteng, the Palm Ridge Magistrate Court has ruled that the confession made by Lawrence Stebiso Mdlalose, accused of starting the Usindiso building fire in Johannesburg, is admissible as evidence. The 30-year-old confessed last year to being responsible for the 2023 blaze that resulted in the deaths of 76 people. NPA spokesperson Pindim Jonundwane.
The court further found that Mdlalose was in his sound and sober senses when he reduced his statement in writing before a magistrate. Furthermore, that the confession was made freely and voluntarily without any undue influence.
Durban's a high of 24 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 25. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, Amajita qualify for the under-20 FIFA World Cup. The IPL is set to return this weekend, and the Spanish guitar Riviero set to be in charge for the final time tonight as Orlando Pirates coach.